Today, all those that love God and love liberty listening in around the world, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you this Sunday, or Saturday, folks. Yes, it's Saturday here in the USA, and I just get confused sometimes, that's all, working 16 hours a day many times as a volunteer here at our two police and military associations. Time seems to run together. Any of you have that problem out there? Many times I have to go to the calendar and look up what the date is or what day of the week is. It is even because of my schedule. But praise God, folks. We're excited here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order because more and more people are waking up across this nation and, I might say, around the world to what's going on. We read a lot of the foreign press here, and more people in other nations are finding out what's going on, too, and they don't like it any more than we do. But it's exciting to be here at the headquarters where we get so much contact from people around this nation and in other parts of the world, too, that are concerned about what's going on and want to know what they can do to help. And, of course, we've got a lot of things for people to do that want to help. One thing, folks, that we always tell them is to take a piece of paper and put on there the Republic Broadcasting Network ways to communicate, okay, the different ways you can communicate this information from a Republic Broadcasting Network to your brothers and sisters and friends and relatives and associates out there. And make many copies of this and hand it out to everybody. Tell them to listen in. Great way. And also on that same sheet, we put in there Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter that tells them how to get copies of this very important newsletter on the Constitution and on constitutional issues for police and soldiers and hand these out to people. And so we're just thrilled to see that more and more people are contacting us, although it causes my work day to get longer and longer and longer, and so I hope you'll pray for me that I can continue to go 14, 16 hours a day or more doing this very important work, volunteer work with our police and soldiers. Okay, we're up on a break. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program when we return.
We Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, putting in my time, volunteer time for all Americans to help us reach our police and soldiers and awaken them to their need for their country's need for them to get involved. And we're thankful that some of our brothers and sisters have mailed us in information here, good information, matter of fact, on all kinds of subjects. I want to do this, though, today before we start. July 4th coming up in just a few days, folks, and I don't know if you've thought about July 4th yet or not. Probably some of you have planned your picnics and festivities and so forth, but help us here at our two police and military associations come out of kind of a blue funk, will you? Will you call us up today and tell us what we should be celebrating on July 4th. Would you do that for us? Tell us what we should be celebrating on July 4th. What do we have to celebrate? Please give us a call today, folks, at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. What are you going to tell your kids and your grandkids on July 4th? Are you going to make a little statement about what it's all about? Just give us some positive things to focus on. We are so immersed here at our two police and military associations with the negative things going on, folks, that it's very difficult to think of the positives. I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from you. We know God's on his throne and in his heaven and in total control of what's happening in this nation. We know that God is bringing this nation asunder, bringing us down, putting us under bondage again because we deserve it. But how are you going to handle 4th of July? Just going to have the weenie roast and the steaks on the grill and the beer and the firecrackers and that's it. But call in, would you, and tell us about how you feel about 4th of July this year and how you're going to handle it. 800-313-9443. This ought to be very interesting, okay? One thing I'm proud of is 10 grannies for peace arrested in Philadelphia, folks. You heard about this? There's an organization called the Granny Peace Brigade. And this is funny because what they're doing is they're going down to the recruiting station around the nation, and they're going in and trying to enlist. Grannies are trying to enlist, saying, take us and not our grandchildren. Okay, we've lived our lives. Take us. Well, it's funny, folks, but it's not funny, is it? Because these grannies understand what's happening. We're killing their grandchildren, and we're killing their grandchildren for nothing to do with America's security, nothing to do with America at all, except to destroy America and put us under this third world nation status here. But 10 members of a group of anti-war activists who call themselves the Granny Peace Brigade were arrested Wednesday at the Philadelphia Military Recruiting Center after refusing to leave. Police arrested 10 members of the anti-war group called the Granny Peace Brigade who refused to leave the Military Recruiting Center Wednesday after they were told they were too old to enlist. Well, I wish the Bush crime family could speak up on this, folks. I wonder if the media went to interview them. Because the way it's going right now with the military having a hard time recruiting people, Bush might say, go ahead and recruit them. Go ahead. And so they may very well get in, these grannies that want to enlist so their grandchildren don't have to. Okay, several dozen protesters, some using wheelchairs, canes, and walkers, and many sporting flower-festooned hats, held signs and chanted outside the downtown Armed Forces Recruiting Center. Some drivers waved and honked their horns in support, and the grandmothers replied by cheering and clapping. A few of the women went inside the recruiting facility to speak with military recruiters and tried to dissuade them from who arrived to enlist. We're saying, I've lived my life, I'm a grandmother, let me go to Iraq instead of my grandchildren so they can have a chance to live their lives, said Jean Haskell, 74, grandmother of five in Philadelphia. The grandmothers who joined in front of the recruiting center were joined in front of the recruiting center by members of other anti-war groups, chanted, we insist, let grannies enlist. The center closed early that day because of the demonstration, but some protesters remained outside. They were arrested after 3 hours, or some of them were arrested after being inside for 3 hours in the recruitment center. It was not immediately clear whether the women had attorneys or what specific charges they would face. In April of this year, Granny Peace Brigade protesters in New York were acquitted of disorderly conduct charges stemming from a demonstration outside the Times Square recruiting center. Well, folks, yes, sir, it's interesting who's getting involved nowadays, who's beginning to understand that these are not wars for America at all. It's to benefit these international crime families. And even the grannies are getting involved now, and we're really pleased to see this. We have a lot of information going out from various sources, folks, about Guantanamo Bay right now. This is basically a gulag, folks. There's no question about it. They have something like 430 people. They say there could be 4,000 or so in there because the government lies. But they're admitting to 430-something prisoners in there. And these people have been in there 3-4 years and never been brought to justice. They've never had a day in court. They've never had an attorney. And so they've selected 10 to now appease the American people and say, okay, we're going to have a trial for 10 of them. This is incredible, folks. And it doesn't even speak to the CIA secret gulags around the world in third world nations that they're spiriting Americans and others away to that the Bush crime family doesn't like, okay, and calling them domestic terrorists, calling them enemy combatants and so forth. But it's interesting, folks, that Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, who was appointed 3 decades ago by the president, a Republican, a president that was as Republican as allegedly George W. Bush is today, he delivered this Paul Stevens, Supreme Court Justice Paul Stevens, delivered the plain and airtight message to Bush in their decision, the Supreme Court decision. President Bush has violated every standard of the military code, the U.S. Constitution, and international law with its orders for military tribunals at Guantanamo. In its implications, if not always its direct findings, Hamden, who is one of the people being held over there, folks, at Guantanamo Bay, in Hamden versus Rumsfeld, is to Bush what the Pentagon Papers case was to Richard Nixon, a devastating rebuke to the president who thought he had a blank check, a clear reformation, a reaffirmation of the rule of law, even or especially in times of national crisis. The court's Hamden ruling, and this, once again, Hamden is a guy being held there, emphatically does not shut down Guantanamo Bay. Indeed, the court majority took pains to assert that the attacks of September 11 ignited the president's war powers, and they do not challenge the government's power to detain this Salim Ahmad Hamden for the duration of active hostilities. The ruling unambiguously declared that the president may not simply invent trials that conform to no known standard of law, which are not necessitated by urgent battlefield conditions, and deny defense attorneys access to evidence. Well, folks, I disagree here a little bit. They're worried about denying defense attorneys access to evidence. Well, 430 in there don't even have lawyers. They're not allowed to contact lawyers. They're not allowed to contact their family, anybody. They're being held for years and years. It also dismantles every element of the administration's case, from the conspiracy to commit war crimes charges against the Yemeni national, who they say was Osama bin Laden's driver in Afghanistan, to the necessity of an improvised process governed by no act of Congress whatsoever. An urgent need is utterly belied by the record. In other words, this isn't emergency situations, folks, over there right now, like they're trying to say. Justice Stevens writes, and here's what he says, Hamden was arrested on November 2001, and he was not even charged until mid-2004. These simply are not the circumstances in which, by any stretch of the historical evidence or this court's precedents, justify a military commission. Boy, I tell you what, surprising, folks, very, very surprising that this Supreme Court is hammering on Bush and the criminals in his cabinet. Very interesting. We'll be back in just a minute.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Interesting, folks. This Supreme Court are all globalists. You know, they're picked because they're for this Antichrist world government system and have been for years and years. And yet, this is an interesting ruling here. The ruling declares that the president may not simply invent trials to conform to no known standard of law. In particular, Justice Stevens' majority ruling on this issue deals a devastating blow to tribunal rules which violate the Uniform Code of Military Justice and the Geneva Convention. Now, you remember a couple weeks ago we read to you a report where the Bush crime family's in changing the Uniform Code of Military Justice and military manuals to take out the Geneva Convention portion on not torturing prisoners. And so I think this is part of what Justice Stevens and the majority of the court are ruling upon here. Indeed, the most significant news in Justice Stevens' Hamden majority ruling is fierce insistence on the power of international law, and in particular the Geneva Convention, which the administration has long dismissed as irrelevant to non-state actors like CIA, Al-Qaeda, volunteers. Such dismissals are nonsense, according to Justice Stevens' ruling. The Geneva Convention's common Article 3 clearly prohibits the passing of sentences without previous judgment. So, in other words, they're saying these people have to be brought to court, which is something we should all applaud, because the Bush crime family decided they could pick up anybody that disagrees with them and put them in there and hold them forever. They say until the war ends. Well, when is the war on terror going to end, folks? There is no end to the war on terror. It's like the war on drugs. Our government's bringing the drugs in. And how's there going to be an end to the war on drugs when the government's bringing the drugs in? Well, the government is causing the terror in this nation and around the world. So how's the war on terror going to end for these people that are being held? Interesting. For 3 years, administration lawyers have argued that the Geneva Convention didn't apply to its war on terror. That argument is finished. The administration was probably prepared to lose the Hamden tribunals. It is not clear, however, that the White House is ready for the sweeping implications of the Supreme Court's firm invocation of internationally recognized human rights standards. Supreme Court Justice Black cites secret interrogations, torture, and a whole panoply of lawless methods embraced by Bush and Rumsfeld now stand exposed. Isn't this fantastic, folks? Supreme Court Justice Black said this. At bottom, the Hamden ruling is what legal scholar Jack M. Belkin calls democracy forcing. It restores checks and balances, strips the president of illegally seized powers, and requires the president to go back to Congress for an open debate on any new tribunals he would like to establish, as well as any revisions to the nation's adherence to international laws like the Geneva Convention. What Justice Stevens and the five-vote court majority have done is raise the floor on human rights, not just for Bin Laden's driver and not just for Guantanamo, but in Washington itself. Very interesting. Very interesting, folks, what's going on there. There's some kind of a fight going on. We don't quite understand it yet. These nine justices are appointed because they are internationalists and they are for this Antichrist world government system. So we don't quite understand the fight going on here, but it's good. It's good because Bush thinks he's a dictator now, and the Supreme Court seems to want to be the dictators. Okay? And we like it. We like this because when there's contention there, we actually have things exposed to the people that wouldn't be exposed if everybody was going along and keeping their mouth shut and just going along to get along. Now, we have a letter from London, too, to tell you what the world thinks about America today. We'll share with you. But let's go to the phones real quick. We have Roger in Pennsylvania on the line. Roger, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. Hello, Roger.
God bless. And it seems that for all Justices Roberts and Alito's ostensible conservatism, I guess the measuring stick is to be their degree of Republican establishment machine sycophancy, right?
Yes.
And lastly, now I'm inadequate to address the topic of American Independence Day, but I just thought it would be edifying just the same to note that the actual English translation of Cinco de Mayo is, "We outnumber you 5-1. God bless.
Thanks a lot, Roger. That's very good. We outnumber you Cinco de Mayo. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Yeah, that's five. Okay, Cinco de Mayo. We outnumber you 5-1. Very good. Okay, let's go to John in Minnesota. John, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yeah, great.
Hold it. Hold it, John. Hang on. I hear the music there. We're going to be back, and you'll hang on there for us, John, and we'll pick you up on the other side of these important messages. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Minnesota. John, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I welcome that decision by the Supreme Court. I don't quite understand it, as you said. We know their background. Perhaps that was in response to a tremendous number of people in this nation praying that God would open the eyes of some of these officials so that they can see their destiny if they don't change.
Very good. Yes, very good. A lot of prayers like that.
It's very, very, very necessary that we do that. But, you know, then we had some officious individuals, some so-called lawyers say that, well, they had no right to call the president on his actions. Excuse me. If he violates the law, he is supposed to operate under the Constitution, even though he calls it a so-and-so piece of paper.
Yes, that's right.
He is obligated to live under it, even though the corporation thinks that they can weasel their way around this. But
they seem to be doing a pretty good job there, John.
Well, yes, yeah, but the people have allowed them to do so,
yeah.
And we live by the lie. The lie is that those who sit on these various courts are there for lifetime appointments. No, they're not. No, they answer to the people. Sorry, we are above the Supreme Court, And above us is God the Father Almighty. And he told us, occupy until I return. He didn't say, sit on your rear and have a beer.
That's right. Very
Anyhow,
good, John. That's
very
good.
With the 4th of July, I have this to say. It's a poem I wrote a while back. Will this nation die? Is this our last 4th of July? Come and mourn and weep with me as I see the death of this country. Can you not shed even one tear while liberty lies on the funeral bier? I remember those brave souls past who built a country which could last. If only the people of this country would remember God on bended knee. But we have forgotten our roots, our past, and have grabbed for that which would not last. The cries of liberty are all but still. Now all we hear is throw one on the grill. Another beer for the frothy mind, a bucket of lard for the behind. Instant gratification, make it now. Kill the last fatted cow. Our bellies are filled to the brim. What do we care the trouble we're in? Send more children to the slaughter while I fornicate with your daughter. Is this the nation we've become? Though that is the way of some, I will hearken back to this country's roots, even as I endure fools, jeers, and hoots. This nation is not my land, which was built on shifting sand. My land was built on the rock, backed by the trusty flintlock. Now wipe the tears from your face and stand up and take your place. Reinforce those who work for liberty and champion the brave and the free. Put on the whole armor of God. Tread the paths brave men have trod. Engage the enemy with all your might and swear, I have just begun to fight.
John, that was wonderful. Matter of fact, I'm reading that along with you because somebody sent this over to me. And I just pulled it off this morning. Was that you, John, that sent it to me?
I thought it was apropos for the day.
Well, you know, I was going to read it on the show today, but I'm so happy you called in because you read it with real emotion, and that's very good. Yes, I just appreciate that very much, John. You're quite a writer, and also you've got a good heart, and you know who the true enemies of God and liberty are, and so...
I write these things, Jack, when I'll be thinking on a serious problem and this nation's problem.
Well,
and all of a sudden the words start just flowing, so I can't even take credit for what I've written.
Yeah. Well, this is a good one for the 4th of July, brother, and we thank you, John,
thank you for that.
Okay?
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now. Yes, boy. I was impressed by this, folks, because the emotion comes through in this poem. Now wipe the tears from your face and stand up and take your place. Reinforce those who work for liberty and champion the brave and the free. Put on the whole armor of God, tread the path brave men trod. Engage the enemy with all your might and swear, I've just begun to fight. John from Minnesota, fantastic. Thank you, brother. That gives me something to read on 4th of July, okay, to the people that I will be associated together with. Very good. Okay, folks, if you'd like to call in today, have some inspiration for us for the 4th of July, we need it. We truly do. John just gave us some here. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. What do you think about the 4th of July this year? Is this our last 4th of July celebration? Okay, well, let's go to London now. I want to take you to London and tell you a little bit how the world feels about America. And it is not good. We're looked at the pariah nation that is attacking other nations by the world today and unrighteously attacking other nations because the world out there knows that Iraq did not attack America, had nothing to do with 9/11, and were there for these international crime families. The world knows this, but Americans don't know this. That's our problem. Well, more are learning about it every day, so we're thankful for that. But let's go to London on Friday, yesterday. Okay, this came out. And this was the London Associated Press. Okay, now we don't get to read the things they put out there in foreign countries. They give us the controlled Associated Press articles here in this nation that are cut and pasted, and we don't get the full amount of information that their writers and journalists over across the world write about America. It says here, some saw the beginning of the end for Guantanamo Bay. Others, and let me stop just a minute here before I read this, folks. Do you know the importance of Guantanamo Bay, or does it slip past you and you don't quite understand what all the stink about Guantanamo Bay is? Well, it's the first time, folks, in American history, now that I think about it, the second time. The first time was when we picked up all the Japanese Americans in America and put them in the concentration camps in the United States here for no reason except they were just Japanese. And you know how that has been just debated across the world and was a very evil act on the part of American government at that time, and is even viewed that way today. And so this is the second time that we've allowed a elitist president to just point a finger to anybody he disagrees with and pick them up and put them in these CIA gulags hidden someplace in the world, or Guantanamo Bay, had them there for years, not giving them any contact with the outside world, not even with their families, can't get attorneys, aren't charged with crimes, they're just held. And what the administration's saying, we're going to hold them till the end of the war on terror. Well, the administration knows there's never going to be an end to the war on terror because they are the terrorists. The international criminal cabal are the terrorists. And so they, until they're ended and we get rid of them, the war on terror doesn't end. So that's the importance of you and me, folks. We can be snatched up right now off the streets, out of our homes, and be taken away to these gulags that the International Crime Syndicate set up and be held there forever. And so let me go back to the London article here now, but I just wanted to point that out to you. It's an atrocity, and it's totally unconstitutional and un-American to have no justice for people that we pick up and put in prison and never give them a chance to or for them to defend themselves. And also the American people can never know if they're guilty of anything. So that's the importance of this, and that's what the world sees, folks, America doing here. Some saw the beginning of the end of Guantanamo Bay. Others, a vindication for Europeans who have condemned the U.S. prison camps. Still others saw it as a toothless ruling by the Supreme Court that will ultimately make no difference in a climate where they believe Washington, White House, aristocracy is determined to have its way. Boy, they got that right. The U.S. Supreme Court's ruling Thursday that President Bush overstepped his authority in ordering military trials for a handful of Guantanamo Bay detainees, that's 10 out of 430, folks, provoked a range of reactions from jubilation to true, deep skepticism. And I think that's the boat we're in here, folks. We're not jubilant. We're deeply skeptical. What is going on? These international criminals that are on the Supreme Court that are pushing for the destruction of American sovereignty, the destruction of America, and for this Antichrist world government system, what is going on? So we have deep skepticism. In immediate terms, the decision will simply force the United States to look the other way to try some 10 men charged with crimes. Interesting, isn't it, folks? We have almost 500 men and women in there, maybe and even children in there for all we know, who have not been charged with crimes. And they're pulling out 10 that they think they have some evidence on, and they can convict. out of almost 500, 430 or so, they're probably lying about that. It's probably at least double that amount, if not triple. But they pulled out 10 that they think they have the goods on. You know they're not going to pull out 10 that they have just stuck in there because the president doesn't like them, or these international crime syndicates have a contention with, and they picked them up and threw them in there. They're not going to pull any of those people out. So they finally found 10 out of this 430 they say are in there that they might have some crime evidence on, criminal evidence on. But some people saw wider implications of the decision by the Supreme Court, predicting it could force the Bush administration to address the continued detention of about 430 others, many held for more than 4 years without any charge. A lot of us remain skeptical of what this decision will actually accomplish, because it only applies to a handful of men, 10, who have been charged, and Bush has not respected past court decisions anyway, said Mozam Beg, 37, who was held at Guantanamo Bay for 2 years. He says, "That said, I'm very glad to hear the news and hope it will be the beginning of the end of incarceration for these many people there. The camp has been a delicate diplomatic issue between the United States and Europe, where Britain's Attorney General, Lord Peter Goldsmith, said America has betrayed its own principles of freedom, liberty, and justice." Indeed, we have. German Chancellor Angela Merkel had also called for the camp's closure. Prime Minister Tony Blair, Bush's closest ally, maybe closer than that, in the war against terror, even called the camp an anomaly. The camp came under worldwide condemnation shortly after it opened more than 4 years ago, when pictures captured prisoners kneeling, shackled, and being held with bags over their head in wire cages. It intensified after reports of prisoner abuse, heavy-handed interrogations, hunger strikes, suicides, and accounts from released detainees who described years of desperation associated with the legal limbo that has ensnared hundreds of prisoners. And I'm sure folks around the world in the secret CIA gulags, there's probably thousands that the Bush crime family picked up because they're his enemy somehow. And you and I could be in one of those folks, because if you don't go along with the international crime syndicate, you're their enemy. They've already called us domestic terrorists in the FBI brochure that was secretly given out to police officers only a couple years ago. In a diplomatic point of view, this ruling is going to increasingly marginalize the United States politically within those parts of the European Union that have always had misgivings about Guantanamo, said Sonia Skeets, an international human rights law expert for Chatham House, a London-based think tank. The decision will increase pressure on the European Union for the return of nationals remaining at Guantanamo Bay. So we snatched some out of Europe, too, and put them in there, is what she's saying. From EU leaders, some EU leaders, European Union leaders, have called for detainees to be tried in the International Criminal Court. But the Bush administration has maintained that the men accused of links to Afghanistan's ousted Taliban regime, or to Al-Qaeda, enemy combatants, a classification that was made up and afforded them fewer rights under the Geneva Convention than if they were declared prisoners of war. The European Union has called for the camp's closure, saying that prisoners are held in a legal vacuum. Charles Parker, a terrorism researcher at the Swedish Institute for International Affairs, said the EU is likely to applaud the Supreme Court's ruling that the military courts violated the Geneva Convention. It vindicates what they have been saying all along, Parker said. Bob Ayers, a Homeland Security and intelligence expert at Chatham House, predicted the ruling will have little impact. And we kind of believe that too, folks, because Bush is a criminal. And remember, criminals don't obey the law. That's why they call them criminals, okay? And so if a criminal court decides that Bush is doing something criminal, and Bush is a criminal, you see the dilemma here, folks? How many criminals do you know obey the law? Basically, says Bob Ayers, I don't think the decision is going to make any difference. The United States is not going to turn all those people loose. That's right. Because somebody might interview them and find out they had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda or bin Laden or anything else. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more of the program. Stay tuned after these important messages. Don't forget you can call in today. It's open phone today. We'll be right back.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Funny this morning, folks, I turned on the news here at our two police and military associations and was listening to the news, and I heard one of the talking heads for the Bush crime family on the Republican Republican news service, Fox News, and he was saying how, you know, this isn't going to make any difference and so forth, and that these people are still giving us information. We've got to keep them there and hold them there because they are enemy combatants and they're still giving us information. Folks, I've been in interrogations as a police investigator, many, many interrogations, and I can tell you, if you've held somebody 4 years and they're still giving you information, number one, that's poppycock, and number two, you're a very slow interrogator if after 4 years they're still giving you information. That's a bunch of baloney. But back to finishing up, we've got a caller on the line. Hold on there, caller, just a minute. I want to give you a little bit more of how the world's feeling about what's going on here. British lawmakers said the ruling could force the United States into a firm decision on the remaining prisoners at Guantanamo. Mike Grapes, chairman of Britain's Parliamentary and Foreign Affairs Committee, saw three options: to release those who can be safely released, to prosecute others within Guantanamo Bay properly and in accordance with U.S. law, and to send the rest back to their home countries and let their home countries decide if they should be prosecuted for anything or not. Very wise, Mike Grapes. Yes. Jose Diaz, spokesman for the U.N. High Commissioner of Human Rights, welcomed the ruling and said the decision in such a case of restoring the judiciary to its proper place in the systems of checks and balances in the United States, which is essential to upholding the rule of law, he said. Good comment, Jose Diaz. Okay, enough on that, folks. But it's in the news, and it is a shame that the American people allow this dictator Bush to set up these gulags and just pick up anybody he wants and hold them for years and have no counsel, have no charges filed against them, and we don't even know who the people are in there. Let's go to Fritz in Florida. Fritz, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello, Officer Jack. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay, brother. Just sorting tigers today.
All right, good. We've talked before, and I appreciate all that you do. Almighty bless King protect you. Let me relate that that besides World War II on the Japanese, that the fellow Montanans, your next country over from you, that the Germans of heritage were jailed in gulags, and the governor there just pardoned them posthumously, and that means after their death.
Oh, yeah?
And this was in the Reno Gazette, May 4th, and he signed that order May 3rd. Now you have the Montana Freeman that followed right after Waco, Ruby Ridge, and Oklahoma City, and the FBI are unable to associate disposition with the charge. You have people in this country, or all the countries of 50, that are being held illegally and unlawfully as political prisoners because they understand what is going on and how we are being controlled economically and financially, and that is the public policy. And when Bush said that if he's impeached, he's going to ruin the economy.
Okay.
Well, that's how they're controlling us, and that's how they're doing it.
Okay, Fritz, we're up on the top of the hour break, brother. Listen, you're absolutely correct. We'll be back in a few minutes, folks.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.